I'd like to give a very brief introduction to the symposium overall, and then our speakers will briefly introduce themselves, and then we'll have our opening talk from Hazel Larkin. So the subject of the symposium is contemporary cultural representations of child sexual abuse, and by which I mean fictional representations in creative works like novels, films, and television series. Because despite the fact that CSA is an issue that a lot of people often shy away from engaging with, it is a really frequent subject of representation in fictional cultural works. But despite this, actually, these representations are quite an overlooked area, both in cultural scholarship and in wider scholarship. But they're one that I believe is really important because of essentially the capacity that aesthetic cultural works have to communicate with and to move audiences. And so potentially through this to inform people's understandings of social issues like CSA. So at its core, the symposium is about discussing and developing ways to investigate the role of these representations in contemporary society. And to do so, we're bringing together CSA survivors, medical practitioners, support professionals, and researchers from across disciplines to discuss their experience of and work on CSA. And it's in the hopes that something can emerge from the blending of all these perspectives, and not just for the central research questions on culture, but also for many of the panelists and attendees. Perhaps new research groups can emerge out of this and new collaborations. So over the next two afternoons, we'll have talks by scholars of history, sociology, social work, criminology, and psychology on their research in the area of CSA. We'll have talks by scholars of literature, film, narrative medicine, and creative media effects on how cultural representations may affect audiences. And we'll have talks by social work and healthcare professionals on their work in the area of CSA. And we'll open with a talk by CSA survivor and activist Hazel Larkin, giving her perspective on cultural representations. Shakya will introduce Hazel properly just before she starts to speak. But first, we're going to do brief introductions by all of the panelists. Before we do this, I should just say, the symposium is a reconvening of a face-to-face seminar series that began early last year, but got obviously halted by COVID. Before that, we had some wonderful talks by Hazel, by Lavinia Kerwick, Deirdre Sullivan, Miles Leeson, Emily Pine, Neha Kamrani, and Ruth Barton. There's information, there's kind of little summaries of these on the website, and they will actually be posted there soon, these talks as well. So to turn then to the introductions, and I should probably start off with myself. I'm Dr. Elisa Bulfin. I'm a literary and cultural scholar, and my research focuses on literary and cultural representations of what you might call the dark side of the human experience. So that includes things like war and catastrophe and climate change, as well as child sexual abuse. And my current project, which I will talk a little bit more about later, is investigating the role fictional representations of CSA play in our culture. And I'll hand over to Shakya now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shakya. I'm a third year PhD researcher at Trinity College Dublin. And my research project is in psychology, the field of psychology, and it focuses on the concept of shame in adult survivors of child sexual abuse. And that's how I came in contact with Elisa and have been working with her on other studies over the past few months. So it's great to organize this symposium and learn about this topic from different perspectives and learn about different kinds of fields that deal with a similar topic as me. So that's just a little bit about myself. Now I'm just going to ask each panelist to introduce themselves, and I'll just call your name out and unmute you. And if you are comfortable, could you please also just turn your video on when you're introducing yourself? So I guess we will start off with Ruth Beecher.
Hi, I'm Ruth Beecher. I'm a historian. I work at Birkbeck at the University of London. and I am studying a recent history of the way community health professionals respond to child sexual abuse in the family.
Great, thank you. And then along with Ruth, Nick Basanavar will also be presenting. Sorry if I said your name wrong, but you can correct me.
It was spot on. Sorry, I was just unmuting myself. Hi, everyone. I'm Nick Basanavar. I'm a social and cultural historian. Like Ruth, I've worked at Birkbeck, where I did my doctoral work. I'm focusing on representations of child sexual abuse in Britain and the Anglosphere, stretching back to the 19th century, but with a particular focus on Britain since the 1960s. I'm looking predominantly at non-fictional representations, but also the fictional as well. I'm also an associate fellow with the Wellcome Birkbeck Sexual Harms and Medical Encounters Research Project, which Ruth will be talking about a little bit later today.
Great, thank you. And then our final person for the first panel on sociology and history is Claire Cunnington.
Yeah, hi, I'm Claire Cunnington, and I'm a sociologist from the University of Sheffield. My interest in CSA is from the point of view of the people who, like myself, have experienced it. And I'm going to talk about research I did talking to adults about what helps in their recovering from CSA. And I'm also interested in representations of victims in historical cases as well.
Great, thank you. I really look forward to hearing more from you at your panel. So our second panel will be about audience responses in film and media psychology. And in that, we have Xavi Aldana Reyes as our first speaker.
Hi, everyone. My name is Xavi. I work in the English and Film Department at Manchester Metropolitan. My background is in literature, but I've ended up writing a lot on film, and I'm very interested in film response, what's called affect theory in this area, and I'll talk more about this later. But I must confess that I don't have an expertise in CSA, so despite this, I warmly welcome the opportunity to put this in dialogue with my own research. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And then our second speaker in that panel is Brendan Rooney.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brendan Rooney. I'm director of the UCD Media and Entertainment Psychology Lab. And equally, I don't have particular experience with CSA, but my work kind of looks at emotion and social cognition in an experimental way. And I'm going to present some research that kind of looks at audience responses to film later on. So look forward to talking to you then.
Great. Thank you. And then our final panel for today will be about audience responses in literature. Our first speaker in that panel is Elisa, whom you've already heard from. And then our second panelist is Maria Angeles Martinez.
Hi, I'm Maria Martinez, and I'm based in Madrid at the University of Alcalá, where I lecture on English linguistics. I'm a linguist. And my interests are in cognitive literary linguistics and cognitive narratology. And I have developed a framework published in a monograph called Story World Possible Selves, which tries to relate emotions to the formal features of narrative texts. And that's why I think Alice has invited me to be here, because I think, although I have no experience either with CSA narratives, I think that my framework may be of help in studying these narratives, and I'd also like to learn about how to apply it from you.
Great, thank you. And our third speaker for that panel, unfortunately, is sick and she couldn't be here. And that is Victoria Poles, who is a researcher at the Language and Literature Department at the Max Planck Institute of Empirical Aesthetics. So sadly, she won't be joining us, but we hope to hear from her in the future in other forms. Yeah, I think that's the introduction of all our panelists for today. Our opening speaker is Hazel Larkin, who probably needs no introduction to a lot of people here.
Sorry, Shakya, we'll refer to tomorrow's speakers as well, those of them who
are. Oh, okay.
We don't hear everything for tomorrow, but there isn't a chance to do this at the start of tomorrow. So for those who are
here. All right. Great. Okay, so tomorrow's first panel is going to be about legal and social studies. And our first speaker in that panel is Joe Mooney.
Cheers. Hi, how are you doing? My name is Dr. Joe Mooney, and I'm here with the School of Social Policy, Social Work and Social Justice in UCD. And my research interest is on adult disclosures of childhood sexual abuse, and particularly their interactions with child protection services, coming from a social work background myself. For tomorrow, I'm hoping to take a specific focus on the language we use when assessing adult disclosures of child abuse, and how that's mediated by culture and how that impacts people coming forward. Delighted to be involved. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. So I guess Emer Lacey is not here at the moment, but we do have our next panelist, Rosaline McElvanny. So yeah, I've just unmuted you there as well.
Hi, everyone. I'm not sure that I'm able to come through. Oh, I am on the video. That's better.
Yes.
So hello, everyone. I'm Rosaline McElvanny, and I'm working as a principal psychotherapist in the CARES unit in Children's Health Ireland. And this is a specialist child sexual abuse unit. And I'm going to be talking about research that I've done through Dublin City University with young people and their experiences of engaging in therapy following child sexual abuse. So I look forward to hearing everybody and sharing my information with them. Thank you.
Great, thank you. And then next we have Emily Troskianko. Again, sorry if I butchered your name.
Hello, yes, it's Emily Troskianko, and my research interest sits somewhere between, I guess, cognitive literacy studies and the health humanities. I also know very little about child sexual abuse, but quite a lot about eating disorders and bibliotherapy, and I'm looking forward to learning more about the similarities and the differences between those two contexts when it comes to how they are affected by and affect textual engagement. So looking forward to the chat.
Great, thank you. And I think the final panelist that we have here today is Leanne Gregory, who will be talking in the Psychology and Practitioners Perspectives panel.
Thank you. Hello. I'm Leanne Gregory. I'm a clinical psychologist. I suppose I'm here because I've worked in services in the past in Scotland and in Ireland that cater particularly to the needs of children that have had sexual abuse experiences. At the moment, I work largely with children in the care system too, which is obviously a really overlapping population. So I'm not bringing you empirical findings in particular, but I'm going to try my best to summarize some thoughts from a cultural perspective based on, I suppose, what I've learned from working with children through the years. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing about that as well, because we also want to bring in a practical applied perspective to the discussion. I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, Elisa, but I think that is all the panelists that are in at the moment that we can introduce. So we're missing a few today due to other commitments, but hopefully you will also be at the symposium tomorrow.